And then the last two, which are actually the most important ones, but which could take hours, so I won't bore you with these. This is perhaps the most surprising of them all. In England, if you own a house with someone else, you must own it under a trust. Now, that's very curious, isn't it? Because in any other country, well, any non-common law country, if you buy property together, it's just the same as if you buy it on your own. But in England, it's quite different. In England, if you buy it on your own, you own it outright. If you buy it with your partner, or mother, or friend, or whatever, it's owned under a trust. And this was simply for convenience. What it means is that there will be legal owners who appear on the land register, and there will also be equitable or beneficial owners. Nearly always, they're the same people. So I bought a house with my partner. We are the people on the land register. We're also the beneficial owners. But as I explained to you at the beginning, we might not be. There might be six beneficial owners. Okay? Six people who co-own. But you can't have that many legal owners. There could be some minors. All sorts of things could happen. They might not own in equal shares or whatever. So we have this system where the legal ownership is separated from the beneficial ownership. And so there's a whole set of rules that then have arisen around this. Now, that's formal co-ownership. But there's also the situation in law, and I'll end on this one. Suppose I buy a house, and then you, come and live with me. The house is in my name, I'm the owner, you come and live, and eventually you've been there for 10 or 15 years, and you've paid half the mortgage. Okay? So you've actually contributed to the cost of the property. In English law, you will probably acquire an interest in the property. You will probably get to be a co-owner of that property. But you need to demonstrate how you do it. And the way English law goes around that is they say that I'm the legal owner, but because you have contributed substantially, I hold it on trust for you and me. And you acquire an interest under what we call a constructive trust. And a constructive trust is different from a resulting trust because the courts have to construct it. So they would look at how much the house is worth, how much I had paid towards it, how much you had paid towards it, what we discussed. I might have said, come and live with me and I'll give you half. If I said that, the court will give you half. Right? If I didn't say that, they'll look at the extent of your contribution and they will award you a share. And so that's a very interesting area of law, which can't be replicated, I think, in any other kind of legal system. And it's probably, just to finish, since John has come back, it's probably the most common area of trust law today, in terms of the law, in that, as you can imagine, there are a lot of cases in court where people are claiming a share in property, and of course a lot of people now, most people now, buy property with someone else, and then they get into disputes. So that's where we see the trust probably more than anywhere else today. That's it. John? I have finished. So, any questions? Or anything you didn't understand?
Yeah,
common law is used in two different senses. You can say common law and equity in English law, but then we talk about the English legal system as a common law system, and also the American, the Australian, or mostly the American, not entirely. A civil law tradition, as you get in continental Europe and parts of the world that were settled too, so parts of the United States are civil law, and Scotland, as I said, derives more from Roman law, and what characterizes it is that the rules are written down in books, and so you have a civil code and a criminal code, so you might be familiar with this from your own countries. Whereas in England, there's nothing written down. I mean, we have the odd statute, But mostly, and we follow the statutes, of course, but we don't have a rule book, if you like, setting out all the criminal law, all the land law. And a lot of our law develops simply through cases. So we just say, you know, it's the authority is not article Article XYZ of this code or this book, but it's actually a case. So that's the difference. Yeah? And civil comes from Roman, actually. But of course, you could also contrast civil law with criminal law, which is different again. Criminal law, of course, being to do with crime, and civil law to do with everything else.